homily for Monday, the 30th of August. I'd like to reflect with you on today's collect prayer. It's the same prayer we prayed at yesterday's Sunday liturgy, and it will be repeated throughout this week. Let me recall the prayer. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. I think this prayer is so rich that it could be used for our personal reflection and prayer throughout the week. Just to offer some examples and suggestions. We name God in the prayer as giver of every good gift. Is what we pray true? Is God the giver of every good gift I have? We might reflect and ask ourselves, what are the good gifts I have? And here, let's be less concerned with the things I have and more focused on my personal qualities, my soul qualities, my deeper self. As I reflect on myself as I am, as I am to myself and as I am to others, for what can I be grateful? And can I imagine these qualities as gifts from God given to me to show the world how very good and very gracious and generous God is? This kind of reflection could sustain us throughout the week. The prayer then asks that God pour into our hearts the love of your name. It's a biblical turn of phrase, loving God's name. In the Hebrew scriptures, God is often referred to simply as the name. In Hebrew, Hashem. Knowing a person by name means there is already a relationship and a closeness in that relationship. It's just very different when someone calls me Pat, rather than Father or Hey You. So the prayer is asking that I grow in appreciation and also in confidence in the relationship God has already established with me. And again, I might use the prayer to consider the ways God becomes close to me. How? And when is it that I sense God's closeness? Especially God's wanting to be close and get closer to me. Don't be afraid to let God behave like and become your lover. We say, God loves us. Then let's allow God to behave like a lover. And we also ask God in the prayer to deepen our sense of reverence. I must confess it was this word, reverence, that first caught my attention. Reverence is a key word in the vocabulary of Ignatius of Loyola. In the spiritual exercises, he tells us that we are made to praise, reverence, and serve God. Perhaps better expressed as made to praise, reverence, and serve infinite goodness. That's Ignatius's usual word for God, infinite goodness. To know God, to become familiar with God and God's ways with you, is to recognize and rely on God's unending goodness. God's unending goodness to me personally. So deep from within, I recognize and accept myself as infinitely blessed and loved. In Ignatian understanding, there's a process in our coming to God. We begin with praise. Praise is the response to God's goodness, which I see and recognize in life and the world around me. From praise, we move to reverence. Reverence includes the recognition of God's goodness, but moves on to deeper appreciation and to approaching that goodness more closely. The classic biblical referent for reverence is Moses. Moses before the burning bush. In praise, Moses sees and wonders at the bush, which is burning but not being consumed. And then in reverence, he senses himself being summoned to come closer, to stand closer on holy ground. And for Ignatius, we reverence God as infinite goodness when we recognize ourselves and others as holy ground, as where God is pouring out and sharing his own goodness. And the final step is to become in service of that goodness, recognized as coming from God and returning to God. It's the very same attitude we see in Christ. Christ coming from the Father and returning to him. Finally, to bring this reflection to a conclusion, I think the collect prayer leads us into the mind and heart of Jesus. And so it is only right that we conclude it by praying through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. And so in our prayer this week, let us let the Lord Jesus live and reign in our lives.